Hello, welcome to our fourth call today of the Love and Relationship Package. This is wonderful to meet today, and I'm glad it's working out. These mishaps like last week are, thank God, rare, although who knows how they will affect us in the future. I think the day today, very closely to the big shift that we're going to have and from Uranus going to Taurus on Wednesday, on May 15th, is going to assist us. We're closer to that date to actually even, I'd like to even integrate an adaptation to this very electrical energy that is affecting our physical body. And today the topic is the physical heart and, of course, everything else that you would like to bring in with your questions. So let's come here today, and I would like to start this to be a bit more physical. Let's do literally seven breathings, like breathing in through the nose and out through your mouth. Let's start together. Two. And three. And four. And five. And six. And seven. Just taking a moment to integrate the energies. Allowing the breath and the energy to settle in your own rhythm now. And also I'm requesting now that your higher selves, your guidance, our guidance, is completely present here today to work through this call, which is always one with Source, in a way that works for you best during the call and afterwards. So let's for a moment put our hands on our heart. One hand is good, or both, whatever works for you if you have a headset. And just coming into a moment of just sensing your physical heart. Just allow the hands, almost like the energy of your hands, the warmth, to just sink through the surface, the chest, the ribs. Almost like you're touching your own heart. Feeling the vulnerability at the same time, that love and that strength. And just giving a sense of gratitude and awe. First of all, for the physical workings of the heart, but also for its sacredness. It is the bridge between the human and the divine. Allowing the light of your own heart to shine forth today and come forward for your own healing in all areas of relations, your body, etc. and so forth. So I would like to do what I did in the other calls, to start with the go through all your unique hands questions, and then we will see if there's something missed and kind of wrap up and just go into maybe an aspect of the physical heart that we might have missed that didn't come up. And I would like to start with some of the questions that are written in, and I'm going to start with a question about the left side lung kidney area pain. Had pneumonia, and so it was an intensive care. And the pain is not a problem, but I'm not sure what it is. There is a lung and pain in the lung and kidney area. So you, for this person, so, and again, every process is for everybody. I'm going to ask this, this whole area to open and expand. And again, I'm going to work this entire call in a holistic way. It's like each person is contributing like a timeline or a fine line of light, you know, a huge tapestry of existence. And so when I work with one person, it's going to already affect another person in whatever their where their blockage is. And so we kind of layer and come in and out like a weaving process. And everything that's done in the been done in the previous calls of this package, I will invite this in also to integrate and deepen and find its place. The next person, I'm going to take one more question here from the back, is there's a relationship breakup and lots of questioning yourself. This is a need support right now. Okay, so we'll do that. A lot of heart pain, a lot of confusion. Good, good, good. Deep breath there. Okay. Good. The next person I'm going to take is in Bedford, 860371. Hello, I unmuted you.
Hi, Rakima.
Hi.
Hey, it's Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. Okay.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I was wondering, yeah, I've been having what feels like kind of an emotional heart pain coming up lately, like over the last few months. I'm not sure if it's like a grief or like a depression, but it's wondering if you could.
Yeah, put your hand there a little bit, sort of on the surface. There, is it releasing now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually a resonating in the cells themselves, but it was a grief on the cellular level of the heart. Is it feeling a little lighter now? Or maybe you feel some warmth coming in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Great. And the next person is Shelly. Hi, Shelly.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, good, good. What can we do?
Well, I'll tell you what. When I've been meditating, your face has been appearing in my three chakras, the third eye, the heart, and the belly area.
Oh,
and
good.
And you keep pulling me in deeper, especially in the heart. Like I'm ready to break through this like thin barrier, but there's something there. I think it's fear from past lives, and I'm wondering if you can pick up on it and if we can break through that.
Yeah, it's already starting. Slightly out of alignment, the heart. It's a little bit of like just energetic. I see it over to your left, and it's kind of quite in the core. Yeah, so let's allow the fear of the masculine or the whatever that has come back into neutrality, and let's see what you're doing here. Good, you're going to start to feel a little bit of a rocking or wobbling. There you go, it's moving through. You're going to have I can see energy rushing now from the lower belly point up. I don't know if you feel that already.
Yeah, I feel it pretty much in the heart. It's kind of like right underneath the rib cage.
Yeah, okay, good, awesome. Okay, we got that fixed. Okay. next person is in New Brunswick, 7329. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I was hoping you could help me with definitely like a physical healing. It's been like a long time coming, and I'm really ready to like heal my physical body. I mean, like a lot of symptoms are like, it's like all over body swelling, constipation, like hair loss.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's maybe approach it. It sounds more like a Vata disorder, hair loss and constipation. And so maybe just let's work with your heart directly with the center. So just put your hand on your heart and just kind of be grateful and just kind of remind the heart to be in charge of everything that goes on in the body, and specifically the five pranas. We want to balance for everybody the five pranas. The heart is the center that balances everything. To come into, okay, and you're quite imbalanced there. So let's kind of assist you a little deeper. And you have to really believe in yourself. And just know that you're good and that you have value. Okay. Good. I'm just going to link up to the head, your nervous system. Take a deep breath now. And ask to come into a place of safety and beauty. How do you feel right now? Do you notice some changing?
I'm just like overwhelmed.
Lots of tears. Yeah, let me, they're going to be rushing through, like a lot of energy is coming up. Let's stabilize you a little bit more. There you go. Deeper into your light, into your soul frequency. You're a very sensitive person. There's a beauty in that. Just allow that to be. Another deep breath. Now do another deep breath. Come on. Deep breath, deep breath, deep breath, deep breath. There you go. Good. You're just releasing a huge amount of stuff right now. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good job. Just stay on the call if you can, so let everything settle. Thank you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So we're going to California now. 70729. Hello?
Yeah. Hi. It's Liz. I've worked with you before.
Okay.
And, I'd like to work on the next piece that you can help me with.
The next piece is what? I don't remember all the details.
Okay, no, just whatever you're seeing or whatever shows itself.
Oh,
right now,
okay.
I can't identify it.
You can't identify. Well, how do you feel right now?
Well, like frustrated, and I've been working a lot with one particular of your MP3s, and I feel like I'm stuck in a low vibrational state.
Yeah, there's anger, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Resentment, anger, it's not going your way. Okay. Yeah. That's you. Yeah, you're letting go a little bit. It's okay. Almost. It's in the solar plexus area. And okay, just now for a moment, just relax your mind. Just don't take any position. Let's allow open to a different way of would you like to feel? How would you like to experience your life?
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Okay. And do you deserve it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay. So there's a little bit of repair in the field. There's quite a lot of strings there. I ask it for you to release them. And to reconfigure yourself into your own autonomous field, into yourself.
Are those strings that I can prevent from coming back on me?
Of course, yeah. Of course, we prevent it by not having relations that are in a push-pull manner. Where we expect things in a certain way, or some of the strings are actually in your aura. I've been seeing them lately more. It's like people have disconnected the strings, and they look like these white, almost like, you know, like shoelaces, just more round. They kind of lie on the heart, like they're not plugging into any of the chakras or anything, but they're lying in the field. So I see one in the back, and there's two on the outer edges on in your field on the right side.
So someone is disconnected from me?
So it's more like you've already disconnected, but it's still hanging around. It's like you're not letting all the way go, but it's not affecting you all the way. So whatever you've let go recently, just kind of really, really, really let it go. It's just like, forget about it. Never happened. It's not part of your identification anymore. Yeah, there you go. That's better. Now your energy's starting to move. Good. It's good.
Yeah.
You feel that, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Good. It's a good start here. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And I hope you're doing okay. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Good. I'm going to take answer a question from the back, and that's regarding went to my cardiologist last week for checkup. Blood test is fine. The medications doing an okay job managing tachycardia and high blood pressure. But, however, things go crazy during hot flashes after eating at other times. This is the best we can do with the meds due to low values of time. He thinks my heart probably and circulation impact my nerve damage from having diabetes for 51 years. Okay, so let's do some work on the heart itself directly for everybody and for you. So you can touch your heart if you like. So we're going to work now with nerves in the heart. Especially now in the shadow of Uranus coming in, which is, governs the nerves, very drying planet, lots of vata. So, repairing nerves, and also going to just clear this in the quantum way, which, no, it's not true, never happened. Asking the heart itself now to begin to rebuild the tissue itself, like the pericardium and the heart muscle itself, wherever it's needed, strengthening and getting everything rejuvenated. And for the heart, it means specifically to clear and let go of these memories, these recordings of everything that ever happened. So whatever is not for your highest good anymore, let your higher self sort this and drop, let's drop it out, clear, delete. And yes, it's good. That's good. Waiting if everybody catches up here. And any tachycardia or any other disturbances. Echo, there you go. Correcting. Proper pulse rate, nervous system adjustment, cardiac plexus. Sympatheticus and parasympatheticus. Let's clear all karmas around that through all timelines. And we're going to again clear through the matrix, meaning that we're just going to remind ourselves again and remember the glory of that divinity that we are, and not the enslavement and the heart pain of the last epoch. Let's delete some heavy metals and other kind of disturbances, pesticides I'm hearing that have the effect of the heart. There you go. That was a big one. Good. Good, 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 good. So it's going to continue clearing. I'm going to continue here with the next caller, and that's in Alberta, High River. Hello.
Hello, Aratima?
Yes, this is Linda, yes.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Thank you. This has been really powerful. I'm feeling as you were guiding us through this that I had a real strong pulsation behind my left shoulder, and then it went under my right armpit, and then kind of over my left, right on the top of the shoulder, and I feel like there's some kind of harness and
Well, you want to release
moving.
That? Okay, so.
Oh, yes.
That's, if you don't need that anymore, that stability, you can just be totally free now.
Yay.
Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. And, oh, oof,
yeah.
Go all the way to the throat. Yeah, and I'm sure
yes.
that everybody
yes,
else.
It is
yeah. like kind of ugly, but at the same time, we think that we needed it because all we knew. It's like those elephants. I was just seeing that today on Facebook that get sort of broken for circuses, and all they know, they think the chains are part of them. They have forgotten that they're not part of them.
So I'm seeing this blue flame behind me going up from the middle of the shoulder blades up to my back of my neck.
Okay.
So it feels like this real clearing and
clearing.
Of a lot of hard stuff.
Yeah.
Especially the physical.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good. Good job. Thanks, Linda. I'll move on. Thanks. I'm going to rush through because I'm going to try to give everybody a chance to get their word in here today. What's called the last call. So this is the first next person is 64952. Hello, there is no name. Can you hear me? 649528. Hello? I'll leave you and I'll come back then. Next person is Cindy. Hi, Cindy on a web. Hi.
Hi, Rajima. I wanted you to see if we could just balance some of the excess Vata and Pitta.
Okay, so everybody, again, you know, let's allow it. And it's all to do with fear and too much thinking and, of course, the influences of the planetary, in which then make us think more. And, you know, so how do we really fix it? It means contentment deep within the soul. So let's everybody drop back into the core, into your own unique soul frequency. Let's kind of bring that forth, that beauty that everyone is, where everyone is already so perfect. Allowing that vibration to come forth. If you don't know how to do this, just let your higher self, let your heart just show you. Let's just ask. And we're going to let that resonate into the body. Okay. What are you noticing, Cindy?
I just felt this calmness come over me.
Mm-hmm. That's it. So you
like
can see
everything just relaxed.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. And that's when you're home, right? We're home, not in the house that we live in, but we're home within ourselves in that vibration. And if we're not, then we're in movement. Vata is movement. It's travel. So we travel in our minds and our consciousness to different places. But we should be resting within ourselves. And being aware, we're watchers. We are watchers of reality. We never go anywhere. We should never go anywhere. Yeah?
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks. Okay, so next person is in Atlanta, 770377. Hello.
Hi, Rathma. This is Diana.
Hi, Diana.
I would like to feel strong in my heart and be able to open up and connect with my guides. I want to be able to connect and communicate with my guides.
Okay.
Trust because I don't trust.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. Communication is openness, right? It's open pathways. So in your case, put one hand in your heart and... Are you holding your phone or your headphones on?
No, I have both hands free.
Yeah, and the other one on the solar plexus. We're just going to really open up. There's really a barrier, just like the diaphragm is a barrier, like a wall between the power center of the ego and then up into the heart. And that transition is not easy for us. So, okay, opening up and allowing for trust. How are you feeling now? It's very subtle.
Yeah, it's a little bit of tightness.
You get tighter? Yeah, I got tighter.
Yeah, at the heart,
because you're resisting, right? That's a sign that we resist. So we resist. So you want to be in touch with your guidance, but you don't want to. Why wouldn't you want to?
I don't know. I've been having that issue. I really want to like release and open up. But I feel there
but
is like...
But you don't want
trust,
to.
Don't trust.
Because guidance, yeah. And you know, usually it comes because we have had authority. We think of our guidance as our authority. And so we had issues with our authority, you know, parents and etc. So of course we're unsure. Is this going to be what is guidance going to tell me? So you have to understand that guidance is you. It's just your higher intelligence. So all you're doing is you're opening up to something that's smarter and wiser and has greater perspective. Do you think that would, if you are you yourself, you're always speaking to yourself. If you did that, do you trust yourself?
That's a good question there.
Okay. Yeah, let's clear some of that as well. Mistrusting yourself.
Yeah.
Being very confused, literally. Now what? You don't know how to trust an authority. You don't know how to trust yourself. Now we're stuck, right?
Yeah. It's like I blame all the crap for myself. So it's like... Mm. You know, it's like the expectation of more hardship instead of goodness.
Is this opening up now?
I feel something, yeah.
Yes, it's opening up because it felt that there was a huge static energy that just started to release. Good. So I think that's already a good start. Do you feel that now?
I feel busy a little, so yeah.
Busy? Yeah, there's a lot of energy,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, don't worry, you'll adjust. It's your own power. Okay.
Yeah.
I let you go. Thank you, Diana. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I am now in Nassau. It's 51680. Hello.
Hello, Aratima. It's Karen. Thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, Karen. Hi.
Hi. Last year I was having tachycardia, like arrhythmias, and I had an echocardiogram, and it showed that I had increased fluid around the heart and the pericardium, and also increased pressure in the lungs. Mm. So I was just wondering if you could check
okay.
that out.
Are you a little bit overweight?
No, I'm probably actually underweight.
Oh, I see. Okay. Let's... put your hand even on your heart, and we're just going to request now distribution of fluids to normalize, and also do you feel something right now, Karen?
Well, I feel my heart pounding. All right.
Okay.
Let's clear some
emotions as well, and anything that wasn't digested through time and space in your life before. Were your parents separated, or was there some kind of separation that really got to you?
No, my parents had a wonderful relationship, but it seems like there's some sort of, I relate to separation and abandonment and,
mm-hmm.
you know, relationship breakup. That seems to be mm-hmm. something that, a fear that arises within my own relationship. So this might be some past history with that.
Yeah.
And I've been working quite a bit with that.
Well, you're now allowed to clear this and release because it's that there's some emotion unresolved. Like grief or something, which is like water, right?
Mm.
And so we're just going to allow that to not, you know, maybe if there's something to cry, it's maybe better to cry than to have it sitting there in the heart. But let's just also adjust the pressures in the lungs and the heart and the entire circulation, and that's for everybody as well. There you go. Okay. Do you feel like that's going to make a difference?
Yes, I feel like I'm going to choose that it will make a difference.
Good, good.
Yeah, I feel very kind of at rest and at peace right now.
That's good. That's good. That's the best place for the heart to heal. And again, talk to your heart, tap, and just say, you know, you have a little bit of water, or there was a little bit of water. Make sure that everything's gone and you're in the proper in your proper anatomy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thanks, okay. Karen.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm going to go into the back here right now, and I'm going to do a correction on cholesterol and nervous system assistance and cholesterol. All right, so now regarding cholesterol, there's often this idea, and still for some of you, that cholesterol has to be a certain number. Well, you might know that this doesn't really matter, because there has been studies, you know, that we have already found out that doesn't really matter what the cholesterol is really doing. So in that sense, let's just work on potential inflammation, yeah, and any kind of plaque that there might be anywhere in the body. Let's work with that. And increasing all the good cholesterols which you can through your diet, which then bond in a way that doesn't cause plaque to appear. So deleting these tendencies and the stresses. And again, this is a very typical patriarchal thing, where women started about 80 years ago or something, started to really have all these heart diseases because they went into that high-level workforce stress and became more conditioned to think and be like men. So there's long receptivity again, and the strength of the female to have endurance, receptivity, sensitivity, vulnerability, allowing those to be present. And for the males on this call, just also allowing the same thing, receptivity and resting again in your own power, in your own beat, in your own rhythm. And let's see everybody's blood values to be optimum blood values, blood test values. Okay, the next person is a 64952 call. 64952, hello? Oh, we had that person, and it's not, I can't hear you. Next person is in Poway, California, and that's 85872, hello? Hi.
Hi, Arachima, this is Pamela. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Pamela. What can we do?
I'm feeling a lot of tension in my throat and the upper right chest.
Okay. Just all the time or just recently?
Just as soon as I connect with it, then it's always tight as soon as I go into that space with it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Put your hand there for a moment and we'll just kind of allow that to release. Yeah, you have also suppressed emotions like grief or sadness. Can you relate to that?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
I think it has to do with my son.
Yeah, okay. See if you can shift your way of looking at him. And as a mother, to step into your power, to believe in him, to know that there's a light, there's a luminosity within him, and that his soul can, you know, enact all kinds of shift and changes in its surface bodies and its surface personality. Do you think that's possible?
A little bit. I want it to be possible. It's just hard to believe. We've been struggling. He's autistic, so it's been a big struggle.
Okay. What about not even thinking that that's a problem? Maybe it's more, I understand, maybe it's more work at home, but maybe even just thinking that that's just another expression of being a human being and not judging it at all. Do you think that's a possibility?
Yeah, it's just I worry about how he's going to make it in the world. And
that's what I'm saying. And I totally get what you're saying. Your power is, and that you're using your mind and your logic. And that's, unfortunately, is, or maybe luckily, is extremely limited. You have to get into that miracle zone where you know that anything is possible from the place of somebody's divinity. And your child came into this world for a reason, with his own plan and his own journey. And even difficulties sometimes are exactly what's needed. So can you enjoy that and be grateful and accept it?
Yeah, I just felt the shift. Thank you.
Yeah. Do you feel the shift? Yeah. Yeah. And just stay open-minded. Just know, I don't understand this. I don't know, but there's something beautiful about this. I just can't see it yet. And just keep staying open until you see the beauty in this event. Because there is everything, beauty is in everything. Everything is light. You just stay open to it. You don't force yourself. Don't make it up, but just stay open. It's all that's needed from you. Yeah?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for contributing. The next person is Licia. Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Yes, hi, Rafi. I would like for you to look into when I have to do finances, my bills, it's just I go into this almost like all this internal panic. It's just like way out of proportion. And I don't know, maybe it has to do with the fact that I was in a long marriage and he took care of everything, and now for the past 4 years it's my responsibility, and the stress just unbearable.
Okay. Well, show me right now. Think about it and show me how stressful that is. Go right into it. Okay, you got it blocked up right in the navel area. You can even put your hand in the navel area.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's just ask your soul to find a new way of expressing this particular. And I'm getting this as an astrological thing, which is really a more of a bigger karmic thing. So it's a cycle. So let's kind of allow this to clear for you and harmonize and just remove the malefic influences.
Thank you. Yes.
Can you start feeling the change? Starting to open up, right?
I feel tingling in my arms and legs a lot.
Yeah. There it goes. It's kind of like a huge wave is coming through. Yeah, this was like a malefic influence. There are some planets that we call the benefic and the malefic, and that was really blocked it so strongly that you couldn't quite get a handle on it. This was a spiritual problem, not an emotional problem.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So
how did that came to be?
Oh, it's just because you're born at a certain time and your planet, and there's all these planets, you know, it's like in time when you were 7 or 6, maybe you didn't, that planet wasn't in that position. And if you had to do your taxes back then, it would have been easy. But now it's just, it's in that kind of constellation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So just right now, see yourself, or you see the end result and feel what that's like. This is what I do. I mean, I always check, you know, already because everything in the future is already here. So I don't like doing my taxes very much either, because, you know, it's like how does it all work and all this. But I basically just decided that, oh, yeah, in mid-April, everything is done and it's all perfect and I'm going to be willing to pay this much. And then I basically just go about it, and I just don't care what it's like in the middle. I just know the end is going to be good.
Yeah, for me it was like 3 months of torture till I got him done, and procrastination.
God. Well, okay. Try now. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. We're having somebody in Yuma, Arizona, and that's 9289. Hello?
Yes, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
I'm having some tightness up right above my left breast. And I've gotten this before, but I'm like, okay, Is it heart related? Is it not? I've been to the doctor before with this, and it's been congestion. But, you know, I'm not sure.
Congestion in the lungs? Or what kind of congestion? Or in the heart?
It's like, yeah. It was just congestion in the lungs, but got it back again, like the fourth time.
Yeah.
And I also had a stuck belief in that area before, too. So.
Well, put your hand there for now. And we're okay. Just, and it's on the right side, you said, yeah, okay.
No, left side.
Oh, you said left side. Okay, funny, I heard right. Yeah. Okay, left side. Yeah, okay, we're just going to clear some static from your heart and just let overall balance out your energies better, which is really metabolizing life. Let's clear something from the past here. There you go. And now allowing the tissues to relax. So starting to clear a little bit for you already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, good job. Okay.
Was it mostly that stuck belief?
There was energies. Literally, there was an emotion. There was a lot of different kind of emotion, but I saw them more as a cluster, not just the quality of what it was. And you were about 13 or something, you know. And it just wasn't. It kind of this kind of cluster kept your upper and lower frequencies, because the heart balances. Think of the two triangles coming together and the six-pointed star. The upper and lower energies need to constantly flow up and down, and the heart is metabolizing, keeping us in the middle between heaven and earth, you could say. And so that was kind of off, and it kept being congested, you know? It wasn't, it's like a bad valve or something. Yeah, so better now? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right,
thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. Okay. We are now in Washington, and that is 25343. That's a cell phone. Hello? Is that, I think I know who that is.
Hey, who is it?
Kat. Right?
Yep.
Yes, I know. It is. Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Previously, we worked on, you mentioned that I wasn't, like, completely centered. You know, I was off balance a little bit. And I've had a pain for years inside my right, like, inside and above my right hip, and I don't know my anatomy to what that is, and I don't know if that has anything to do with being off center or I'd like the pain to be gone.
Okay, the pain is still there. Okay, well, put your hand there in that groin area then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's kind of a sharp, pointy pain, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There was an entity once, and I can't see it now, but that's what I'm getting. And so remnants of that nervous system adjusting, please. And any other repairs? Correction of tissues and ligaments. Is the pain going down already?
I'm not pressing on it. So I have to press on it to feel
okay.
It.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm not actually pressing on it. My right eye is twitching.
Yeah.
But I have right side body.
Yeah. So well, it's clearing quite a bit, actually. So take a deep breath, too. Good. And now let's kind of erase that from your memory so that you don't have to constantly check. And just know that I'm fine. It's all good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. Thank you. Okay. Bye. Bye. We are in Massachusetts, and that is 50836. Hello?
Is that me? Is
yes.
This, hello?
Hello, that's you. Yes, yes.
Hi, Arampima. It's Nancy. How are you?
I'm good. Hi. Thank you.
I've been around the last 10 days with one of my sons. They're both going through divorces. We just found out about this one 10 days ago, and it was through her cheating on him, deceit, betrayal. So I just want some help with removing. After I came back, I feel like it's all stuck on me or something.
Mm-hmm.
I was good there. I didn't hate her. I thought of you. I'm like, oh, my God, because of Rathima, I've been able to – I didn't hate the woman. You know what I mean? I supported her even though what she did.
Hmm.
But I'm feeling some stuck. I'm feeling
yeah, –
I don't know. Now I am.
Okay. So let's just kind of see, come to a new level and just know that these are just events that would have unfolded anyway.
Yes.
There for us to learn, right? To be more compassionate and
yes.
go beyond it.
That was a miracle. That's all because of you and another person I work with. It's a miracle.
Okay, let's move something from your second chakra as well, because you're taking it so personal. There you go. There you go. Is that better? Do you start to feel a little more ease?
Oh, yeah, like I want to cry.
Cry, yeah, okay, yeah, just do that, yeah, just let it release. It's just it triggered something personal for you, yeah. Okay, good job. I'll let you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. Okay, I'm going to unmute in 604-872. That's here in BC. Hi.
Hi.
That's yeah. That's you. Yes. Hello there.
Hi. Oh, I never know what to say. I've gone through a process. I don't know. We were going to do the hormone. Not the hormone. Oh, God.
You asked about nervous system adjustment, right?
I did. And
how is it right now?
I feel like that's connected to the heart, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I worked on it already a little bit, but do you find that there's still something left? Are you sleeping well?
I can feel. Yeah, I feel like. I think so. I think I felt like you working on me.
Mm-hmm.
But then it feels like my nervous system gets so easily activated.
Yeah.
So I feel like I need a grounding. Is it a grounding in my heart?
Okay. Let's. It's like
it would help me be less reactive.
You have like grounding into your soul, not just into the heart muscle or into the heart chakra. The heart chakra is just there to balance the spiritual and material energies.
But it feels like it's been out of balance or something.
Yeah, that's okay. It's really right now. You and anybody else who wants to do it again, grounding into your own home, like core soul frequency, your essence. Into your essence, and just if you don't know, that's it. It's just really waiting. Let your vibration come forward. And again, and we drop out of all kinds of trying to be good, trying to get somewhere, trying to fix something, just knowing, oh, it's already okay. It's here. Nothing can disturb me. Nothing is more powerful than who I am, what I am being. Everything comes from me. Everything returns to me. So let's kind of adjust the brain again, nervous system, and the cardiac plexus. We're going to go into the sinus knots. That's the pacemaker of the heart, allowing it to normalize joy and happiness. There you go. According to God's will. Being in tandem with God's will. That life impulse. Really pretty deep right now. Can you sense the difference right now, Nola?
Yeah.
And then right now, put your hand also on your belly, like sort of belly and second chakra area, and we're just going to, again, bring some safety. That whole area. There you go. Good. Take a deep breath. That was a shift as well. Good. Now, when you enter, it helps maybe in your mind for everybody. Whenever, let's say, you feel like something is just coming on and stressing you out, come back to this memory of this moment when it felt really good and calm. Just you don't have to create it, but just bring your attention to it. Just like, oh, I remember I felt really good that moment there. And then bring your attention to it and stay there for 2-3 seconds. It kind of makes you remember how to drive your vehicle and your nervous system. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay? All right. Thank you.
Okay,
thanks. And I'm coming to the next person. I'm in Italy now, and this is Linda. Hello?
Hello, Arastina.
Hi, yes. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I basically would like you to check my heart because recently I just feel my heart muscles are tight and painful. Mm. And also now that you're doing all the processes, I can feel the tightness in my neck and the base of my neck and right into the center of my head.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How old are you, if you don't mind telling me?
I'm 62.
Okay. Put your hand on your heart and... yeah, there's a little, it's like almost vata in the heart, like a little dry. Let's clear that. That's going to, yeah, it's going to start loosening up. Just 1 second here, a lot of tightness. And we're going to clear something on the soul level.
Okay.
You're looking for something on the soul level. Almost like you're looking for your father. Or are you looking for somebody? Are you aware of this?
No, I'm not aware of this. I basically wanted to connect more with my own divine self, my higher self, my I am presence.
Uh-huh.
And when I had a dream when I was recently in away, I had a dream that I had the code, but my dream is not complete. I had the code for what? For healing? For ascension?
Okay. Yeah, so let's kind of allow your higher self to, you. Let's receive this right now. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. It's already here. So allow yourself to receive yourself between the light and whatever you need right now in this present moment. And it's starting, you might feel some heat right now, warmth. There you go. I'm starting to feel some softening now. Are you starting to feel some softening, Linda?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's warmer. Yeah, it's very subtle, and this is the direction. You noticed some change of, instead of looking into a certain direction, you as consciousness shifted where to look. Did you notice that?
No, I don't understand. Can you repeat, please?
This is a little difficult, but you as consciousness were looking, as a soul, you were looking in a certain direction, which caused this kind of stagnation there. And now you are shifted and allowed yourself to receive, and now the energy is almost like you're looking now into your heart again, into yourself, and that's starting to soften and open the heart. Am I making sense? Can you feel the difference now?
Yeah. I think I've always been looking in a more deeper connection with my own divine self.
Yeah, but the looking can cause problems because you already are your divine self, so don't do looking.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Languaging. Okay, so I'm going to speak to Philadelphia, 21581. Hello. Hi.
Thank you, Radhima.
You're welcome. Yes, hi, Ruth.
I wonder if we could get to the part of me that still feels like it has a broken heart.
Oh, okay. Bring yourself to that feeling, to that, bring your attention to it. Because we know it's a feeling, right? Although it can show up as things in the aura. There you go. There you go. If you're feeling some shifting, like a softening, opening energy there.
Yeah.
Can you still track that broken heart, or do you feel like it's not there? Is it?
No, I can still track it.
Mm-hmm. It's now in the thought level. So let's clear that from the thought level as well, the memories of it, the images, the pictures. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. So let's redream reality. What is it? What, you know, like whatever happened yesterday is your choice, because the future is our choice too. The future and the past are the same. We always talk about what I'd like my future, what kind of, what do I choose? But same thing, the past, what should have happened in the past, change it, feel it different, see it differently, change it. Down to the cellular, let all your cells dream, redream you right now in this present moment. There you go.
Yes.
You're different? Yeah. The dream, the reality of the dreamer, like, is much more real than what your eyes see.
Yeah.
I'm going to repeat that again, so I want some other people on the call to get that, is that what you see with your eyes in this so-called reality is less real than the true dreamer, the soul's seeing and the soul's reality, like those magical dreams that sometimes people have, that is more real than what you see here with your eyes. So this is why you can redream. When you go deep into your soul, you can redream your past. So you did that right now quite a bit, Ruth Ann. Could you feel that?
Yeah.
Awesome. Good. Thank you.
You have a little. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Did I just say something else?
I feel a bit, when I get there, a bit of fear of the light.
What's the light going to do?
I don't know. It's like love and light start to come in and I slip.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming there's a fear there.
Yeah, it's just, just a stupid thought, I'll say, that says that something about it. But you are the love and light. So just look at yourself right now. Look down to your body, your hands. Are you scared of yourself?
No.
Okay, yeah, that's it. You are love and light. There's nothing to be scared of. You're welcome. Thanks. Okay. Next person is Wilma. Hello.
Hello. I'm here.
Yes, you're here.
Wonderful.
I like your you're very flamboyant. I am here.
Okay. This is going to be a different question. I'm living in a major expansion. Everything has totally, totally shifted. But what is coming up is something unusual for me to even think about. I'm sensing that I'd like a companion to walk with, because, you know, I've been a loner all my life, and this expansion is making me sense that at this time I'd like someone to go and do things with rather than stay in this place where I needed the expansion, I didn't understand. I'm there, and I'm getting the sense of wanting someone to do something, if I want to travel or do something with.
Yeah, so being with another part, being somebody, having a companion, right? Yeah.
Right, it doesn't matter, male, female, because I'm at that stage, it doesn't make a difference.
Okay, well, bring your hand to your heart and just let's go to that feeling you would have if you were with that person, because you're looking for a feeling. We don't really look for the companion, we're looking for the feeling that this companion gives us. So bring yourself to it right now. Remember, it's just a simple rules of manifesting is experience it already, and then it shows up. So, and then I can check now if there's some blockages, some resistances to it. Yeah, and of course you got that thought right on the bottom there. It's like maybe I'm too old, right, for that. Is that correct?
No, I don't feel that at all, because there's no age.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this place, the final, the expansion is so large, and as I'm listening to the call, I'm really sensing it beyond anything I even had felt. You and everyone here has helped, has assisted. It's just, I'm feeling it at the bottom of my spine, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. So this has come back to just allowing for a companion in life for anybody who wants it. And receiving it, and just friendship, love, whatever you need. Take a deep breath and just allow yourself to be open to that. Yes. Good. Well, you can then also decide, you know, Wilma, when you'd like to have it, and just be more clear about it. Okay.
You know, it felt like a big knot at the bottom of my spine. It feels like it's starting to unravel.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We are now in Glenrock. Hi. 307.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. Hi there.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you? What can we do?
For the last probably 3 weeks, I've been feeling this pain in my spine. And
okay.
It comes between my shoulder blades, and then it goes up to my neck and the left side. And
okay.
It's worse at night when I'm sleeping that I can't even pick up my head. Because if it hits something and then... but comes and goes, and sometimes it moves to the right side. And during the day when I'm moving around, I don't feel it. But at night when I'm laying down, it's very painful.
Shoulder blade, you said left, and then you said right?
It goes both ways, but it's most of in the left side.
Oh, okay. Okay.
In my back.
Okay, let's... Do you sometimes find it's connected with food?
Connected or disconnected?
Or like, for example, you ate something and then like 2-3 hours later, the food it always hurts after you've eaten or something. Anything like that?
No.
No.
I don't think.
Okay.
I don't feel it that way.
Okay. So we're just working now on the back area right now. There's some rocking. We're just going to allow that requesting to loosen and clear. And we have the ancestors in the back there usually. So I'm going to check for anything of that. No. Integrating. Are you having any pain right now? Or do you feel it opening
it's
up?
Dull.
It's dull.
It is dull. It's there, but it's kind of dull. It's in between my shoulder blade, but more on the left. And it goes up to my neck.
Mm-hmm. So it's usually a trigger point. Open up the whole field. You're starting to feel movement by now?
I feel like it's going up.
Mm-hmm.
Like getting up through my head, my crown.
Mm-hmm. Continue to open, adjust, balance on the right and left.
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah. And now we're going to connect a little bit your hip.
Okay.
There you go. Take a deep breath now. And... you should be starting to feel difference moving out, right?
Mhm.
Good.
It does.
Yeah.
And also, I was going to share with you that on my meditation, it's been a little bit of change.
Okay.
It's more like a golden light with a little sparks.
Mhm. Yeah.
And also, when I am during the day, if I just close my eyes. The noise or whatever is going on outside, I don't engage at all. I can just pretty much be inside of me. It doesn't matter what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I have noticed that in the last couple of weeks or so.
That's good. Good. Thank you for letting me know. That's awesome. Yeah. And just allow yourself to keep moving forward in your life as well. Like just do whatever
okay.
you'd like to do. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, you're welcome. Oh. Thanks. Okay. We're in Milwaukee right now. Hi there. This is 41473. Hello. Hi, Denise.
Oh, hi. Yes, it's me. Hello. Yeah. Thank you for this beautiful call today. The energy is just exquisite, and my whole left side is just lit up.
So
what I would love for you to address is, it's very interesting. I've had for a few years a lot of imbalance in my hips and pelvis, but right now I'm actually seeing a visual of my pubic symphysis and my sacrum, and they're both kind of triangular shaped, you know, and it's like they're trying to dance with each other, and they can't quite get into rhythm.
Okay, pubic and
and sacrum.
Sacrum. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. Okay. Let's ask them to go into rhythm and communication, cooperation. There you go. Now it's starting to... You might feel the wobble now starting to align.
Yeah.
There you go. There's a clearing now coming in.
Yeah, my body's kind of unwinding itself.
Mm-hmm. It's going all the way up to the throat.
Yeah, the shoulders.
To me, it looks like a new body, like a more light-coated new body that is, mm-hmm. I see it from the front, and it's almost like the back is the old one, and they kind of were both kind of, like, one didn't want to go and the other, you know, it's like, right? So they both kind of need to marry and kind of become one, so the merging between the new and the old. So let's request it to be completed now. And to be happening, continue with ease and grace on that deep, deep level of the physiology. And you are taking it into the DNA right now. That's what I'm watching as well. Mm-hmm. I see blood vessels. There's a lot more. Oh, my God. When I look into you, it's so busy.
A lot of emotion now, too.
Yeah. All right. Good. Yes,
awesome.
Better. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you. We are now in New York. Hi, Danielle, 8458. Hello.
Hi, Atima.
Mm-hmm.
I was experiencing some pain in my right breast and like kind of in the armpit area.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to see.
Okay, is it still there right now?
Yeah, it's more in under the arm now though than it is
okay.
in my breast. In the moment.
Can you put your hand there or kind of touch that area where it's hurting?
Yes.
So subtle. Okay. You can just let go. Just going to open up all the meridians. Is that better now?
Yeah, it actually started to seem like it wasn't there when you're like, oh, it's very subtle. It's like, yeah, I can almost like not even
mm-hmm.
sense it anymore. It's
yeah,
little,
it was sort
a
of
a little bit more like a thickness, I guess, instead of a pain now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just let's put your hand out on your heart. And we're just going to ask the heart to, again, balance and orchestrate proper chi flow in all the meridians. We've got lung, heart. We've got the spleen in that area. Just going to wait because everybody's doing it. Again, the heart. We're working now on the chi level, on that first layer of the subtle bodies. organs and the yin yang of each of these paired meridians. Somebody wants the spine in as well. There you go. You can feel some energy come up out of the crown. Do you feel that right now, Danielle?
I feel it actually kind of like in my feet. So I wonder if it's like drawing all the way up.
Yeah, exactly. It's drawing, exactly. It's going upwards, yeah, coming out of the crown. Exactly. Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Good. You're welcome. Thanks, Danielle. I always find it interesting who is on the call and what that person triggers for the collective. I think there's always a pointer in there, what your talent is or what your soul gift is, you know, so very interesting. So I haven't thought about this further, but it just came to me right now. So we're going to have we're in Oregon right now, 54139. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hello there.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, hello. What can we do?
This is Elena, Mrs. Moore. I have this pain in my right hip that's intermittent and goes down the leg on the inside. Quite painful in the worn out, probably.
Okay, how painful is it? Like a 7 or something like that? If 10 is really bad, is it like a 7?
When it happens, I scream and just really, really shoots up like a knife going through it. If I bend over, sometimes I'll squat.
Okay, put your hand in your groin where you have that pain area, where it's just down in that area. Okay. And so let's see here. I'm just going to ask your soul to release all causes known and unknown about this story. And to correct.
It seems to be coming from the right hip and and the groin, you're right.
There you go, now we're starting to open a little bit here. You're starting it, good. There you go, it's even opening your crown chakra. It's opening that whole side, adjusting ligament, psoas, nerves. Correction. Take a deep breath now. And we're just going to allow the heart to integrate this experience into everything, into the body, all areas of the body. Release and let go of this. So what is happening at your end right now? What are you experiencing?
During the process, it went straight into my feet, even into the left, was tingling there.
Mm.
The pain is gone now, just some echoes. Echoing a little bit residual,
Okay, good. Still, we're going to open up a little bit the back, the lower back and the sacrum area.
Yeah, exactly. It goes a little bit into the tailbone there in that area.
Yeah.
Even the legs feel weak and shaky now.
Yeah, because we're open a huge amount of energy. And do you have a lot of past you're hanging onto in your body? There's a lot of past, so we're just offering we're offering you to just let go. It's almost modernize yourself, come into this present moment. Who are you? What makes you tick? Just let go, let go, let go, let go. So just feel free and feel safe. Okay, so that should help to continue this. Okay.
Thank you so much. And the rest of my, you promised about the herpes last time. Yeah.
About an MP3, to make an MP3 for this?
No, you said that you will leave it for the last call. Maybe I misunderstood.
I don't know. Maybe I have it in my memory that I was going to make a proper MP3 because there's so many steps for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Not a problem. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And how will we be able to buy it?
I usually put things on my website, and I can send out a newsletter. I will send out a newsletter very soon anyway. Yeah, thanks for asking. Yeah, and if I remember this wrong, please somebody remind me. I'm going to do 80563 right now in California. Hello?
Hi, is that me?
Yes, that's you. Hi.
Hi, it's Trinity.
Hi, Trinity.
Wow, this call is intense. I have all this pain that isn't mine, just like... Or maybe it's old pain, I don't know, but like, wow. I was hoping maybe you could help me with something. I've been doing a lot of inner child work, and I'm seeing a lot of ancestral stuff, a lot of karmic loops coming up, and it's like it's giving me this feeling of like impending doom. Like I have all this fear and stress, and it's just cycling. Mm.
Yeah, okay. Well, we know it's not real. Let's start with that. Let's kind of stabilize your third eye a little bit here. And your heart. Let's clear that impending doom sense. And also all that pain that's coming up that you either are resonating with or it's actually within you. So let's just say that's not necessary. Pleasure is the opposite. So let's kind of balance out again. Come into harmony and balance. Okay, there you go. So now you're starting to move things actually in the brain.
I just had a really sharp pain in my under my ribs on the left side. That's weird.
Good. And let's kind of come to a place of safety and joy, inspiration. And let's clear some post-traumatic stress here. And we're going to clear something else for everybody, which is sort of negative encroachment. So that's right now, I'm just going to offer it. You can say, everybody can say yes. I command that none other than the light of God, truth, love is allowed in my space and in my larger space in life. And nothing else is allowed to be near me. And so it is. There you go. Did you notice a change there?
Yeah, I'm trying not to cry. I will cry in a second. When
yes.
I stop the boat.
Yeah. That's right. Good. You can do it. You're much stronger than you think. All right. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. We are now in Schomburg, 905590. Hello.
Oh, is that me, Aratima?
Oh, yeah, that's you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Okay.
That's funny. I forget I live here. I had all this really quick beating in my heart and about halfway through the call, and I just sense it's like an ancient feeling of abandonment or loneliness or something like that releasing. It's now up in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
Or longing, I should say.
I'm just going to stop for a moment here. There is so much negativity flowing out right now. I just need to finish this up. It's huge. So it's for everybody. It's so massive. And then I can come to you. And maybe it's even connected with what you asked me. You said that it was a very fast heart beating, you said?
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, it might have been even connected with this huge negativity encroachment that you probably already sensed. But let's check again. Put your hand on your heart and let's check Is there any other causes for this tachycardia? No, I don't get anything right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably just sensed it. What happens is that there's two signals that usually sensitive people get when there is sort of demonic energy or something. You either get high shakti, your shakti just turns on, which always comes with some fast heart beating, right? But
okay.
It could be even like a jumping heart as well sometimes, you know. There's nothing really wrong with you, but we're just like, boom, something entered our field and the heart is like, wow, what's that? We're just on alert, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, thank you so
all right.
much.
You're welcome. Thank you. What time is it? 12:20. So we're going to go another 10 minutes. We're going to be in California now. 650933. Hello. Oh, bad connection. Hello. Hi. Is somebody
Hello.
Far away from the phone. Hello there. Hi, it's you. Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello.
Hi, Atima, this is Sadi.
Oh, yes, okay. Yes, yeah, you had told me something about something also around the heart, right?
Yeah. So, do I say it again? Or
no, I think it's okay. Let me see, I had it. Yeah, there was some sudden heart pain, and that you had that as a child already. Okay, so put your hand on your heart. We'll do again, anything around the heart that is not right? Any level, emotional, excuse me, mental, emotional, it's very emotional for you. Okay, good, there you go, here you go. Emotional. I'm letting that integrate now properly for you. Let's take a breather. Does your heart feel kind of soft now and open?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. Yes. Bye. Bye. We have Rosemary in Mendenhall. Hello?
Hi, Retima.
Hi there. Yeah.
Thank you for this call, and thank you for this package, this heart package. I actually listen to it every night before I go to bed.
Mm.
And there's something about 5D relationship that I wanted to ask you to take a look at. Astrologically, I've been told I'm not designed, my whole astrology is not designed for marriage.
Mine either, by the way, you know that?
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
I was told by my Vedic astrologer, don't even think about marriage. So I said, okay, fine. So there's that old thing in me, like, you know, I'm trying to let go of the old patriarchal concept of marriage, and I'm trying. I would like to be more understanding or receptive or just more light around the 5D relationships so that it can kind of flow in my life more. There's some balance there that I think I need your help with.
Sure. Yeah, let's do this for everybody. And okay, so basically, really, and it has a lot to do first with our identification, what is it to be a woman? And I want to just jump through the different epochs, like, you know, the very hunter-gatherer, then we come to the Neolithic times. We say matriarchy, but it's not really matriarchy, and we come patriarchy, and now we come into this very different, what's called 5D time.
Okay.
And your soul knows, so we're just going to let your soul just sort of tick, 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 kind of think this through, readjust, and just look and find new ways, perspective, integrate, digest, and then come into this, into the psyche right now, into your emotions, into your mind. And we're going to, again, up and down the energies, how you relate to others, to the masculine or the feminine, whatever that is. And we're going to open up now new possibilities and evolution, because it is an evolutionary moment. We're all together creating it. It hasn't happened yet. And in a bigger picture, of course, everything has happened because nothing's ever happening. But let's not go there. Let's just know that we are actually co-creating something new. And again, it's very important, again, I'm inviting you as a soul now to be really rooted within yourself and not in looking and adjusting to the partner, this kind of artificial partnership that we have, you know, that, but being individual and becoming into it, it's the age of Aquarius, it's a very mental sign. And it's a group sign, sign of groups. And what we're doing here right now is a totally Aquarian. Yeah, we're being on calls instead of an office one-on-one like I did, how I started. And, you know, I would see a client for an hour. Well, look at what we can do with an hour. Time has sped up and how we relate is so interfaced. We're simultaneously relating while we're being an individual. And yet we're being more open and more vulnerable, more sensitive, right? We're all... Exactly. So it's very exciting. So like that is your partner, that person that is very close to you in your life is also in that group. It's just that you add another dimension of probably physicality to that person. You see, kind of, does it help you a little bit to imagine it?
Yeah, it's very helpful. There's so much energy that's been moving since you started talking.
Well, we went really deep. We went through all the epochs. So we'll let you sit with that for the next few months.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you. All right. So I'd like to do Kathleen here in 23140. Hello. Hi.
Hi, Aratima. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm in an outdoor setting, so there may be some background noise.
No worries.
As we've been working, what I need some help with is has gotten a little bit better, but it feels like when you talk about a negative encroachment, I have something that feels like it's taken up residence in my upper chest. It radiates from my back through my chest, especially on my right side, and it a lot of kapha-like symptoms, but coughing spasms and. It's causing my spinal alignment to go out too. And at first I thought, oh, it's just a bug at our clearing. And, you know, I've just been in
a place. It looks like a jelly. Yeah, it looks, I can see. It looks like a jelly like entity. So
it's really tough.
Yeah.
There's something more to it, I know, now than just a bug. So,
yeah, let's clear that right now. Again, I can see it very clearly. So you're not welcomed here anymore. Return where you belong. I'm just going to mute you for a moment. So I'm just going to mute you for a moment so as I'm working. So it's going to move back and front, totally clearing also residue in those internal fields and requesting your soul, your higher self to take again residence in that area, closing off breaches and other kinds of welcoming patterns and correcting. I'm going to unmute you again, see how you're doing. How are you doing with that?
I can feel it moving out. It's, it's still moving out, but I can feel it shifting. It's been causing some pretty severe spasms.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's also it was kind of leaching energy from you once in a while. So, So again, I'm going to tap the front, just gently, let me see if I can do it for you here, or we're just going to do some physical stuff here. Is that better? There you go. Deep breath. Okay. All right. Good.
Okay.
You're welcome. No more of these critters. I'm going to go to the back now, and there is... Healing in the liver pancreas area. Nothing picked up by the doctor, but there's always pain. Okay, let's have a look. Anybody hands on the liver? Let's go to liver and pancreas. Well, liver is on the right, pancreas on the left. Lower right rib cage. Okay, lower right rib cage. Liver. Liver is good. Liver. That's beautiful liver. We're just going to honor the liver. Such mighty job of transforming and cleansing. Good. Let's bring it up to speed, everybody, to 100% functioning support. And let's bring in some light codes for the liver. That's better, good. Good, good. There was a question regarding about cosmic babies. Could you tell us more about it? What's the way? Cosmic babies, yeah, that's the word that we use, me and my partner. It means that we create, for example, how we do business together, like a company together, ideas, projects that are, we created when I initiated him into, I gave him Shaktipat and transmitted a Guru Diksha to him years ago, because I received the instruction that the masculine and feminine should become merged on the physical as an energy and then grounded to the earth, sort of in a temple, sort of a temple, which we've basically done here. It's basically so we create not just physical babies, which is not what we did, but actually real tangible projects that people can see in the subtle levels. They are very real. And so in the 5D relationships, because we are really working with matter in a different way, we create subtler things, just like there's paper money and there's cryptocurrency, something that's not tangible but yet is there and it exists. So that's really what we can do. We can merge and cooperate and give birth to something as we align our subtle, our soul energies in ways that can cause things to be born. So that's what I meant with that. There's another question regarding work on the hidden loyalties to our ancestors relating to heart and cardiovascular symptoms. So that's a really good question. The hidden loyalties. Well, basically, we love them, right? We love our ancestors. Maybe some of them we don't love them, but let's work with that for a moment. What we really want is our ancestors to be in a neutral, unconditional love relationship. And we are going to, they're in the ancestor loka, or maybe wherever else they are on higher levels. And any suffering that they had, we do not have to experience it. We do not. Just like on this love, we don't have to empathically feel everything and suffer through everything. So I'd like to actually finish with this comment I had yesterday with somebody. In those that are very conditioned into Judeo-Christian upbringing, like especially the Christian, in terms of the quality of Jesus to suffer and to be martyr, that empathic quality of feeling empathy constantly. It's a program, really. You don't have to have that. You don't have to feel for others. It doesn't make it better. In fact, it doesn't help the other. It does not enlighten and elevate them at all. So you must remain in a neutral place. It feels like not caring if you're an empath. So you're in this place of like where you don't care, but you truly care because you're resting in your core. So towards our ancestors right now in this present moment, we are really not caring about what they went through. We honor, respect what they did and who they are. And we're in a place of true love, true acceptance. And we honor where they're at, and you honor where you're at and where you'd want to be, which means as healthy on the physical level. So right now, clearing, deleting any heart diseases, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, potential heart attack, other obstructions, weakness, valve issues, other blood disorders. Clear, delete, resetting, resetting into optimum health, good functioning. Continue to clear huge icy wave moving through now, so we're actually releasing ancestors. That's very good. Very good. We can also release now, somebody else asked regarding from South Africa, childhood abuse, trauma, reckless actions, addictions. So let's take that also into here and touch on those wherever they are in your life, in yourself, and release, clear, free yourself now. So now this is the last call, and we've already gone quite a bit over time. I request now that whoever's still having the hands up, whatever your issue is right now, whoever still wrote something in that I can't address specifically right now in this present moment, just bring your attention to it. And just know right now in this present moment that I can be in many places at the same time on the soul level. Right now, in this present moment, may there be assistance for you right now to clear it, release it, whatever you need, just receive now. Just know all healing is done by Creator. I'm just conduit, a doorway. Just allow yourself to receive that healing. And everybody knows that the upgrade happened on Friday last week, on the 4th. So I'm going to request that your soul, in case there's a problem, registering it. It's all on the subtle levels to register correctly, properly, to find that upgrade in case there's doubt. And when you listen to the MP3s, you're noticing a much more smoother, much more profound, deeper, more silence, assisting you to be more of who you really are, the love that you are, the perfection. Know that you're always welcomed by Source. Deep breath. Thank you for being here. Thank you for working with my package. It was a very beautiful call. So they were very joyful. And I always love to hear how you do afterwards, what kind of changes happened. And feel free to send testimonials if you feel like you would like to share that. And have a wonderful summer, and I will see to do some kind of call regarding this huge transition we're going to go in. Stay very centered, stay very peaceful is next week on those 15th, 16th, 17th, those days. Love you all. Thank you very much. God bless you all. Thank you. Goodbye.
The moderator has left the conference.